Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们早上安息日的聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we start our Sabbath morning service.
我们来唱诗401首。
Let's sing hymn 401.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在来祷告，求主带领我们今天的聚会。
And so now we're going to kneel down, pray, and ask God to guide this morning service.
因为我们今天晚上开始有大专班的学生联会。
And because tonight we are starting the college youth spiritual convocation.
有些学生已陆陆续续的来到。
The students will gradually coming in.
我们也为这一项圣工来祷告。
Let us continue to pray for this holy work.
求主亲自施恩带领。
And may God Himself help and guide.
让所有的学生出入都能够得到平安。
That all the students may arrive safely.
让他们在这边的学习，对他们在信仰上、在侍奉上都有长足的进步。
That whatever they learn here may help them in their life and in their service.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
各位弟兄姊妹，大家早安。
Good morning to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主，让我们能够一起来守安息日，来敬拜神。
And so thank God that we have this opportunity to come to worship God and to observe the Holy Sabbath day.
求主耶稣亲自带领。我们今天的聚会。
And may God guide our services today.
我们今天早上要跟大家学习做成得救的功夫。
And so this morning we would like to share about a work out your salvation.
我们来看腓立比书第二章。
And if we look at Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书二章十二节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 12.
二章十二节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 12.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄， 你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的。就当恐惧战兢，做成得救的功夫。保罗在罗马监狱写信给腓立比教会。
And so Paul wrote this epistle to from jail in Rome to the Philippian church.
因为这个教会从一开始就能够同心合意啊，来兴旺福音。
And so because from the beginning this church was able to be together in unity for the sake of the gospel.
所以虽然自己本身在监狱里面。
And even though Paul himself was in prison,
他看到这个教会的发展，内心充满着喜乐。
He saw the growth of the church, and it caused him great joy in his heart.
所以腓立比书称为监狱的书信。
And so the book of Philippians is also known as the book of in jail.
却是一封喜乐的书信。
It is a letter of joy.
因为他从头到尾都是用喜乐做主题。
Because from beginning to end, he uses joy as the main content.
在这里保罗说虽然我不在你们那里。
And here Paul says, even though I am not with you,
但是你们还是顺服神的真理。
And so you still have always obeyed the word of God.
既然这样就要恐惧战兢做成得救的功夫。
And so Paul says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
什么叫做得救？
And what does it mean, salvation?
得救可以分成两个阶段。
There are two parts of salvation.
我们看提摩太后书第四章。
We look at 2 Timothy chapter 4.
十八节。
Verse 18.
提摩太后书四章十八节。
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18.
主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进他的天国。愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。保罗在这里讲到说主耶稣可以把我们从诸般的凶恶当中拯救出来。
And here Paul writes that God can deliver us from every evil work.
让我们脱离各样的危险跟患难。
And so we can be preserved from any danger and evil.
在神的恩典里面享受平安的生活。
That under the glory of God, we can have a life of peace.
但是当我们将来离开世界的时候。
But when we depart from the world,
说他要救我们胜过死亡，来得到永生。
That he will deliver us from death and then enter us into heavenly kingdom.
进到荣耀的天国。
That we may enter into the glorious heavenly kingdom.
所以这是得救的真正的意义。
And so this is the meaning of salvation.
所以我们教会的弟兄有人问说你得救吗？
And so some members ask, are you saved?
常常有的人就说我现在还不知道，我到离世的时候就知道了。
Some people respond, I am not sure now, I will find out when I die.
但是一般的教会有的人说你怎么不知道你得救，你信耶稣你就得救了。
But other churches, they will say, how do you not know once you believe you are saved?
事实上他们的观念主对一半。
Actually, their understanding of the truth is only half correct.
我们看《使徒行传》二十六章。
And if we look at Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传二十六章十八节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 18.
二十六章十八节。
Sorry, Acts chapter 26, verse 18.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开。从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向真神。又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。保罗说到他奉差遣的主要目的。
And so Paul here states the reason why he was sent.
说要把这个真道这个福音传到外邦人的地方去。
So that the gospels may be spread to the Gentiles.
说让人从这个黑暗当中归向光明。
So that all men may be turned from darkness to light.
脱离了这个黑暗罪恶的权势。
And to be delivered from the darkness and the evil realm.
在神的光里面来行。
and to do things in the light of God.
所以可以从撒旦的权下归向真神。
And be turned from the power of Satan to God.
脱离了这个罪的捆绑。
And so they are delivered from the bondage of sin.
不再做罪的奴仆。
And they are no longer slaves to sin.
能够享受真正的自由。
And they may enjoy true freedom.
不只是这样说，让我们得到圣灵的凭据。
And so we may also receive the guarantee of the Holy Spirit.
让我们将来可以承受天上的基业。
That we may receive the heavenly inheritance.
所以这是保罗对这个得救的非常完整的一种叙述。
And so this is a thorough summary of Paul's understanding of
salvation. 那个得救不是靠我们行善立功的方法。
And salvation does not depend on our own actions.
因为人所行的善事，在神来看都好像一件污秽的衣服。
Because all of our deeds before God are like a blemished clothing.
虽然人有时候注重自己的修养，想要止于至善。
And so even though a man wants to improve his cultivation and try to do increase his good deeds.
但是人所行的善还是有限。
But the good deeds that man can do is very limited. 没有办
法达到神要求的标准。
I can never achieve the standard of God.
所以这个得救是从我们身外来的。
And so salvation comes from our exterior.
不是光靠我们自己努力。
It not only depends on our own diligence.
我们看以弗所书第二章。
And if we turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
第八节
Verse 8
以弗所书二章第八节
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8
说你们得救是本乎恩也因着信并不是出于自己乃是神所赐的这里讲到说这个得救叫本乎恩 出于信
And so here it says salvation is by grace and through faith
也就是说神怜悯我们，白把这个救恩赐给我们。
And this is to say that God had mercy on us, and so He freely gave us salvation.
我们怎么来领受呢？就是这样，我们人的相信。
And so how can we receive it? It is through our belief.
所以得救不是靠我们人自己的功劳。
And it is so salvation is not through the work of man.
所以叫做恩典。
And so it is referred to as grace.
恩典就是你不做工白白给你工价。
And grace means that even though you have not earned it, yet it is freely given to you.
你如果做工得报酬那是你工作的成果。
And so if you have earned it and you are rewarded for what you have earned, then that is just a reward.
但是你不做工就给你工价，这个叫做恩典。
But if you have not earned it and yet wages are paid to you, then this is a grace.
这个得救是本乎神的恩。
And so salvation is based on the grace of God.
然后借着我们人的信。
And then it is based on the belief of man.
但是这个信心不是光一种知识上的信心。
But our faith is not merely based on our knowledge.
而是要有行动上的信心。
But it is based on our actions.
因为你的信心如果没有行动配合那个信心是没有生命的。
And so faith without works has no life.
所以我们因为有真的信心。
And because we have true faith.
所以能够相信神，把神的道行在我们生活当中。
And we believe in God and we are able to manifest the word of God in our lives.
所以我们人的行为就跟我们得救也有关系了。
And then man's actions then are related to a person's salvation.
这个不是说靠我们行善立功来得救。
And it is not through our own diligence that we are able to be saved.
而是当我们有真正的信心以后。
But only after we have the true faith.
你有实际的行动表现在你的生活当中。
And you have practical actions and deeds in our lives.
所以我们看以弗所书二章第十节。
If we look at Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
二章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
说我们原是他的工作在基督耶稣里面造成的。为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。所以这个救恩得救是本乎恩，因着信没有错。
And so indeed, salvation is through the grace of God and by belief.
但是 这个是神在我们身上所做成的工作。
However, this is the workmanship of God in our lives.
啊，神叫我们，让我们得救的目的啊，就是要我们行善，要我们行道理。
And so the purpose of God giving us salvation is so that we can do His word and do good deeds.
啊，所以你说有信心，但是你没有把神的道理行出来啊。这不是真正的信心。
And so if you say you have faith, but you do not perform it in your lives, then this is not true faith.
真正的信心啊，应该也有会结果的。
But true faith bears fruits.
因为这个是生命自然的表现。
Because these are the natural manifestations of life.
所以有的人对这个得救啊，有两种错误的看法。
And so some people have two wrong viewings of salvation.
所以有人在宣扬说啊，我们不一定要得救。
Some people say that we do not need to be saved.
他说讲得救的人很自私。
And so those who speak of salvation are very conceited.
啊，你不下地狱啊，谁下地狱
？If you don't go to hell, who will?
好像心胸很宽大。
As if their heart is very open.
好像很有爱心。
Seems that they are very loving.
啊，不在乎自己的得救，啊，主要对别人好就好了。
That they do not care about their own salvations, but as long as they treat everyone else well.
事实上，这个不是福音啊。
But this is not the gospel.
这是歪曲的神的道。歪曲的已经不是神的道了。
These are teachings that have already gone astray from the teachings of God.
这里面啊，很强调说啊。我们来信耶稣最主要的目的就是去得救。
And so the Bible clearly states that the reason why we believe is so that we may be saved.
所以主耶稣来到世界主要的目的就是要把我们人从这个罪当中救赎出来。
That Jesus Christ came into this world so that we would be delivered from sin.
所以耶稣这个名字就是主把世人从罪当中救赎出来。
And so the name of Jesus can deliver us from sin.Into life.
啊，约翰福音第三章里面说啊，主耶稣来的目的呀，就是让我们不至灭亡，要让我们得永生。
And so, John chapter 3 tells us that the purpose of Jesus' coming is that we may not perish but have everlasting life.
啊，所以我们信主最重要的目的呀，就是要追求得救。
And so the main purpose of us believing is that we would pursue after salvation.
所以保罗说，你如果信耶稣啊，主在今生有指望。
And if Paul says that if you believe only for the hope in this world,
啊，那你就比众人更加可怜啦。
Then you are more pitiful than than those who do not believe.
因为人的生命有限。
Because man's life is very limited.
最后有一天啦。肉体要离开世界。
One day our spirits will depart from our bodies.
我们如果没有得救，一定要到阴间永不的刑罚。
And if we are not saved, then we will go to hell where there is eternal fire.
那么结局就是灭亡沉沦。
And the final result of that is death.
所以你如果没有得救的话，你一生不管有多大的成就啊。最后都是枉然，没有意义啊。
And so if you are not saved, then everything you have accomplished in your life is in vain.
所以耶稣说啊，你就是赚了全世界。
And Jesus says, even if you have gained the whole world,
但是赔掉了你的生命。
But you have lost your life.
你的灵魂不能得救，你人生又有什么样的意义呢？
And your soul cannot be saved, then what is the meaning of your life?
所以保罗对提摩太就讲。
And so Paul tells Timothy,
你要把那个道理啊传得正确。
You must preach the gospel purely.
啊，你要谨慎自己的行为。
You must be vigilant about your own
actions. 这样才能够救自己。
And only then can you save yourself.
啊，也能够救那些听你的人。
And you can save those who hear you.
啊，所以我们不只是追求我们自己本身的得救。
And so we not only pursue after our own salvation.
哦，我们也能够啊，借着这个得救的要道来拯救更多的人。让他们同享福音的好处。
But we use this path of salvation so that we can save all others, so that we can all enjoy this benefit.
如果我们自己本身不能得救，你怎么救别人
？If you yourself cannot be saved, how can you save others?
你看到一个人掉在水里面去
，If you see someone who fell into the water,
看他很可怜
，and you feel much pity for them,
那你想要救他
，and you want to save them,
啊，但是你自己的生命都保不住了
，and even but if you cannot even preserve your own life,
那你怎么去救他
？How can you save that?Person.
所以我们要救人之前呢，一定要自己先站立得稳。
And so before we can save others, we need to be able to stand firm.
所以得救很重要。
And so salvation is very important.
不是说得救没有关系呀。
And so it is not that salvation is not important.
而另外一种讲法是一次得救，永远得救。
And so there's another wrong teaching that once saved, always saved.
他们认为说这个得救是神的工作。
They believe that salvation is the work of God.
我们人不必做什么。
Man need not do anything.
你主要来到神面前呢，他会拯救你到底。
As long as you come before God, He will save you to the end.
那人如果我们跟随主到底啊。主耶稣不会弃绝我们的。
And of course, if we abide with Jesus till the end, Jesus will not abandon us.
他有能力，他也是信实的神，一定拯救我们到底。
And he has the ability, and he's a faithful God who will save us to the end.
但是问题是，他要救你，你愿意不愿意？
And the question is, he is willing to save you, but are you willing to be saved?
所以主耶稣说啊，他好像那个母鸡啊，他要把小鸡硬比在自己的翅膀底下。
And so Jesus says he is like the mother hen who has the baby hens under her wings.
但是你们都不愿意啊。
But you are not willing.
你不来接受主耶稣的救恩。
You are not willing to receive the salvation of God.
不照着主耶稣的吩咐来行。
Or perform according to the will of Jesus.
虽然主耶稣要救你啊，但是你不愿意，你也没有办法得救。
And even though Jesus is willing to save you, but you are not willing, so you cannot be saved.
我们信主就是神的儿子没有错。
And yes, when we believe, we become the sons and daughters of God.
有的人认为说，你既然信主成为神的儿女呢？
And some people say that since you believe and you become the children of
God. 既然是神的儿女，就永远都是神的儿女。
And since you are now the child of God, you are forever the child of God.
所以他们举了一个例子。
And so they give an example.
说你的孩子跑到泥巴里面在那么滚。
And so your child goes into mud and starts rolling around in the mud.
把全身弄得脏兮兮。
And then he dirties himself.
你会觉得说啊他。太脏了，不是你的孩子吗？
And will you say that, oh, my child is too dirty to be my child?
你会把他抱起来洗一洗，还是你的儿子？
But you, of course, would take him, wash him, and he will become your child again.
所以他们说，你既然信耶稣了，不管你怎么做啊，无所不为啊，但是耶稣还是认为你是他的孩子。
And so they say that as long as you believe in Jesus unconditionally, you will always be the child of Jesus.
所以他们说啊，一次得救，永远得救。
And so they say, once saved, always saved.
这是人的想法，这不是圣经里面的道理。
And this is the thinking of man. This is not according to the truth of the Bible.
我们来看马太福音第七章。
We look at Matthew chapter 7.
马太七章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
七章二十一节到二十三节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to
23. 21节。
Verse 21.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能够都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的才能够进去。22节。
Verse 22.
到那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？23节。
23。
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。为什么有些人呢、奉主的名在传道还有恩赐可以医病赶鬼？
Why is it that some people when they preach the gospel they have the power to cast out demons and to heal?
耶稣在说啊，你们作恶的人离开我，我不认识你们。
But Jesus says to them, evildoers depart from me for I know you not.
这让我们知道说不是称呼主啊主啊的人，不是信主的人就一次得救，永远得救了。
And so this tells us that not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will be saved. And so once you are saved, doesn't mean you are always saved.
你信主啊，要真诚的相信，遵照主的旨意来行。
And so when you believe, you need to truly believe and do according to the word of God.
将来才能够进神的国。
Only then can you enter into the kingdom of God.
虽然神给你有恩赐能力。
And even though God gives you gifts and
你可以奉主的名传道医病。
And you can cast out demons and heal in the name of Jesus Christ.
但是这些恩赐不能够保证你得救。
But all these gifts cannot guarantee your salvation.
因为这个恩赐是为着造就教会发展圣工。
Because all these gifts are to edify the church and to help the holy work grow.
能够得救就是遵行神的旨意。能够结出果子来。
And to be saved is to do according to the will of God and to bear fruits.
所以主耶稣曾经叫门徒啊出去传道嘞。
And so Jesus once told the disciples to go out and preach the gospel.
他们回来的时候很高兴对主耶稣说。
And when they can return back to Jesus, they joyfully said to
主啊,
Jesus,
我们奉你的名赶鬼啊, 魔鬼都怕我们呢。
And the disciples said that we cast out demons in the name of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说, 我看到啊, 撒旦从天上坠落下来。
And Jesus says, I saw Satan fall from heaven.
而我也给你们权柄,
and I give you authority.
所以你们可以奉主的名啊, 而且可以一并赶鬼,
so you can heal people and cast out demons in the name of Jesus Christ. And the evil one cannot harm you.
啊, 但是你们不要因为魔鬼服了你, 你就高兴。
But do not be joyful because Satan is afraid of you.
因为你的名字记在天上的生命册高兴。
But rather rejoice because your names are recorded in heaven.
所以你为一病赶鬼，不见得你的名字就在。
And just because you have the ability to heal illnesses and to cast out demons does not mean your name are recorded.
你离开了真道，你不按照神的旨意来行。
Because it means that you have not done according to the word of God and you have gone astray from the truth.
神会把你的名字把它涂掉。
Then God will blot out your name from the book of life.
你的名字被涂掉了以后，你在神的国里面就没有份了。
And after your name has been blotted out, then you have no part in the kingdom of God.
所以圣经里面说，我们已经尝过天恩的滋味。
And so the Bible says that we have already tasted the citizenship of
heaven. 在圣灵里面有份。
That we have part in the Holy Spirit.
如果你还要故意离开真道。
And if you purposely depart from the truth.
说再没有赎罪祭了。
Then there is no other offering for you.
主有战战兢兢的等候末日的审判。
There is only fear and trembling in waiting for the judgment of God.
有人问主耶稣说，得救的人多还是少？
And so someone once asked Jesus, will many people be saved?
主耶稣没有从这个问题啊, 直接回答。
And Jesus never directly answered this question.
主耶稣说啊, 天国啊, 是努力的人进去的。
Jesus says the those who are diligent enter into the kingdom.
努力的人就可以得到了。
And those who strive may enter in.
所以天国进去的人多少不是最重要的。
And so it does not matter the amount of people of those who enter into the heavenly kingdom.
要紧的就是你有没有努力进神的国。
What matters is if you have strived to enter the kingdom of God.
如果你没有努力啊, 你后退了。 就进到沉沦里面去。
But if you are not diligent and you rather you retreat, then you enter into condemnation.
所以保罗说啊, 我要常常攻克己身。
And so Paul says, I need to often discipline myself.
免得我传福音给别人啊, 自己反而被神拒绝了。
Lest I, for the sake of the gospel, I'm disqualified.
传福音救人就是好事。
And yes, it is good to preach the gospel and to save others.
因为我们啊, 既然蒙受神的恩典啊, 我们就有传福音的责任。
And since we have received the grace of God, then it is our responsibility to go out and preach the gospel.
但是要传福音给人，自己要重视自己的灵修。
But as we preach the gospel to others, we also need to emphasize our own spiritual cultivation.
所以我们看到说，有些人啊，把道理传给别人，别人信了。
And we see some examples where some people have preached the gospel to others who have believed.
最后自己没有办法说到道理，后来被神拒绝了。
But they themselves have not been able to hold on to the truth and they have been rejected by God.
我们教会有一个长辈啊, 本来是很好的工人。
There was an older member who was once a good worker.
后来因为受到一些错误道理的影响,
But because they were influenced by wrong teachings.
结果他就离开了。
And so they departed from the church.
过去他在做事业的时候，栽培一个年轻人。
And so they encountered upon a younger
person
and who gave him much support.
也把他带来教会。
And had brought him to church.
那这个年轻人后来成为教会的执事。
And this younger person became a deacon in the church.
那这个年长的工人啊, 他离开道理以后,
and after this older worker had departed from the church,
他就去找这个年轻的执事。
He went to the younger deacon.
希望他能够跟着他走。
And he was hoping that this younger deacon would follow after him.
他对他说啊, 我虽然得到你很多的恩情啊, 我感谢你。
And the younger deacon said, even though I have received much help from you,
但是这个真理啊, 这个得救的问题啊, 是不能够啊, 用人情来衡量的。
However, the issue of salvation cannot be compromised with human emotions.
所以我没有办法跟你一起走, 所以对不起。
And so he says, sorry, I cannot follow after you.
后来那个年长的工人，后来他真的失败了。
And then this older worker then failed.
啊，年轻的这个执事后来年纪大了，成为教会的长老。
And this younger deacon then grew older and he became an elder in the church.
他一直到现在96岁还是信心很坚定。
And so thank God that even until now he's 96 years old and yet his faith is still established and firm.
所以真的有的人是传福音给别人。但是因为自己没有注重灵修，反而自己被弃绝了。
And so, surely enough, there are people who preach the gospel to others who are saved, but they themselves are not able to hold on.
很谨慎自己。
And so Paul was very aware for himself.
他说：“我不是说我已经得到了，我得救了。”
And he says that not that I have already received it.
我还是一直的努力在奔跑。
But I continue striving forward towards the goal.
所以我只有一个目标啊。就是要在主耶稣的面前领受奖赏。
That there, I run towards the goal that I may receive this reward before Jesus
Christ. 所以我要忘记背后。
So forgetting what lies behind.
向着标杆直跑。
And striving forward to what the goal ahead.
他也知道在主耶稣的面前呢、啊，领受主耶稣的奖赏。
That I may come before the presence of Jesus and receive my reward.
那个时候，他才能够心满意足的啊来见神。
And then he can joyfully meet God face to face.
啊，所以不是一次得救就永远得救。
And so it is not that once saved, always saved.
那我们常常在谈我们教会的一些基本的得救要道。
And so oftentimes when we talk about the basic beliefs of the church.
五大教义的十大信条。
We have the five doctrines and the ten basic beliefs.
因为这个都跟我们得救有关系的基本的道理的入门。
And because these are the basic the teachings of our church to enter membership of the church.
我们看哥林多前书十五章。
If we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第二节。
Verse 2.
哥林多前书十五章第二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 2.
并且你们若不是突然相信，能以主所我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。那这里保罗把一些基本的道理来告诉哥林多的教会。
And here Paul teaches the Corinthian church about a few basic beliefs.
说你们如果不是突然相信呢、啊、
？It is not that you suddenly believed.
也就是说，你们的信心呢、啊，不是信假的，而不是一个挂名的信徒。
That your belief is fake, that you are not just a believer by name.
你是真诚的在信主，为着要得救。
But you rather you truly believe in Jesus Christ for salvation.
你就要持守这些啊得救的基本要道。
Then you must hold fast to these basic beliefs.
你就能够因为这个要道这个福音呢、啊，让你得救。
And by believing and holding fast to these beliefs, then they will bring you salvation.
所以这些基本的得救要道啊。跟我们得救有直接关系。
And so these basic beliefs have direct relationship with our salvation.
啊，当然这个不是我们信仰的全部。
And of course, this is not the entirety of our belief.
啊，那个是信仰的入门，基本得救的道理。
But rather, it is a beginning, an entrance, initial stage in believing.
好像以色列人他们出了埃及。
Just like when the Israelites departed from Egypt.
啊，说经过红海。
They went through the Red Sea.
在海里跟云里受洗归了摩西。
That they were in the Red Sea and they were baptized into the sea with Moses.
但是他们要面向这个他们目的地迦南地。
And their goal was the land of Canaan.
他们要经过40个站口。
And they had to go through 40 stages.
他们要走40年的旷野道路。
They had to go through 40 years in the wilderness.
最后啊，过了约旦河才能够进到迦南地。
And only after they crossed the Jordan River were they able to enter into the land of Canaan.
所以出埃及过红海只是他们旅途的开始。
And so departing the exodus out of Egypt was only the beginning.
这象征我们今天啊，就信主受洗得圣灵。
And in the same way, it is just as we initially believe, we are baptized and we receive the Holy Spirit.
这就是天国路的入门。
And this is merely the entrance into the journey of heavenly
kingdom. 所以我们要继续的接受属灵的操练。
And so we need to go through the exercise of salvation.
能够过完全得胜的生活。
And so we may live a perfect life.
才能够承受属灵迦南的美地。
And then we can enter into the spiritual land of Canaan.
但是我们看到说啊，当时的以色列人啊，很多人啊， 没有办法进迦南。
But we see the Israelites, many of them were not able to enter into the land of Canaan.
所以圣经里面说，那些扑倒在旷野的是谁啊？
And so the Bible says, who were those who fell in the wilderness?
都是跟着摩西出埃及的人。
They were those who came out of Egypt with Moses.
他们是经过红海的一些人。
And they were those who had entered into the Red Sea.
但是因为他们不专心跟随主。
But they did not follow after Jesus Christ.
所以最后就一个一个扑倒在旷野当中了。
And so one by one they fell in the wilderness.
因为他们在路上不断的试探、抱怨、犯罪。
Because on the journey, they constantly tested God and they complained and then they sinned. 所以
神说，他们四十年之久观看我的作为。
And so God says that for 40 years they looked at my works.
但是他们心中却常常迷糊。
But in their hearts, they were led astray.
不按照神的旨意来行。
They did not follow and do according to the word of God.
因为他们没有信心跟所听的道理来调和。
Because they did not have the faith to adjust to the word of God.
后来存着不信的恶心，就把永生的神离弃了。
And so with evil and sinful hearts, they have rejected the word of God.
所以保罗说，这些人啊，他们的经历都要做我们的见证。
And so Paul says that their example should serve as a warning to us.
来警告我们这末世的人。
And they should serve as warnings to us who are dwelling in the end times.
所以我们今天信主了以后。
And today, since we have believed in Jesus Christ.
不只是说我已经信主受洗得圣灵就够了。
And it is not enough to say that I have been baptized and have received the Holy Spirit.
所以要谨慎战兢啊，做成得救的功夫。
That we need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
因为天国路真的不好走。
Because the journey of heaven is not easy.
有很多的阻挡，很多的迷惑，很多的试探。
There are many obstacles, there are many things that will lead you astray, and there are many things that will confuse you.
人很容易就失脚了。
And man can easily stumble.
你跌倒了，就跟永生没有份了。
And once you fall, you have no part in the salvation.
我们看彼得前书第二章。
We look at 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2,
第二节,
verse 2.
第二章第二节,
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐渐长大，以至于得救。这里讲到说一个婴孩出生以后
And here it talks about a newborn infant.
他很自然他可以开始吸奶
And naturally they are able to suck the milk.
这是孩子的本能
And this is the innate ability of a child.
没有教他自己会吸奶的
No one had taught them, but they naturally know what to do.
他来慢慢吸然后慢慢长大开始会吃干粮
And so slowly as they take in this milk, they grow until they develop into
able to 然后就成长长大
And so they are able to take solid food and they grow and mature.
但是我们一个信徒性质也是一样。
And the same with believers.
我们受洗啊，就是婴孩出生。
And when we are baptized, we are like newborn babies.
所以我们要爱慕那个纯净的灵奶。
That we need to receive this pure milk.
就是一些基本的德行要到，我们要爱慕我们要遵守。
And so we need to treasure the basic beliefs and we need to follow after them.
然后我们就渐渐长大，渐渐成熟。
And we naturally grow up and we grow more mature.
就会离开基督道理的开端。
And so we depart from these basic beliefs.
然后渐渐长大，就满有基督长成的身量。
And so we continue to grow and we grow in the fullness of Christ.
圣经里面说耶稣的身量增长，他的智慧也增长。
And so the Bible says that Jesus grew in stature and in wisdom.
他的神的爱增长，人对他的爱也增长。
Jesus also grew in the favor of the eyes of God and also the eyes of man.
所以我们在灵性上要长大成熟。
And so spiritually, we must also grow and mature.
不只是我们信主的年龄。很久
It's not just that we have believed for many years.
我们属灵的智慧要跟着成长。
But our spiritual wisdom must also grow.
所以要熟练人力的道理。
And so we need to observe the laws of man.
所以不会被一些异端来迷惑了。
So we will not be led astray by heresy.
而且要神的爱增长。
And so we must also grow in the love of God.
人的爱也跟着增长。
And the love, we will also grow in the love of man.
那我们看一下彼得后书一章。
If we look at 2 Peter chapter 1,
第五节,
verse 5.
我们从五节读到第七节。
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 to 7.
我们从 第三节开始读好了。
Rather, starting from verse 3.
彼得后书一章第三节。
For 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
说神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前景的事赐给我们。若因为我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德造我们的主。第四节。
Verse 4.
因此他又将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，得与神的性情有份。第五节。
Verse 5.
正因为这个缘故，所以你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心加上德性，有了德性加上知识，有了知识加上节制。有了节制加上忍耐，有了忍耐加上前进，有了前进加上爱弟兄的心。
Verse 7.
有的爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。这里讲到说，神把我们选召出来。
And so here it tells us that God has chosen us.
啊，他把那个又大又宝贵的啊。应许啊，要赐给我们。
That he has given us this great and wonderful promise to us.
所以我们要脱离世上来的败坏，我们要在神的性情上有份。
And so we need to have escaped the corruption of this world, and then have part in the divine nature of God.
所以我们在灵性上要一段的一再的追求，达到完全。
And so in our faith, we need to constantly pursue after perfection.
啊，这里谈到很多啊，从信心做基础。
And so it talks about many things which start off with faith as a foundation. And every good virtue will be added upon this. And so once we have reached a perfection, then we can abundantly enter into the heavenly kingdom. And so the pursuit of our faith is the same.It's like building a large tower.
你要先把那个地基啊，把它建好。
First, you must establish a firm foundation.
啊，然后在这个地基上面呢，一层一层的加盖上去。
And upon this foundation, you build one level on top of another.
啊，一直把整个建筑物把它完成。
Until you finish this whole architecture.
啊，所以我们也要在信心的基础上。
And the same with the foundation of faith.
来做成我们得救的功夫。
And on this foundation, we work out our salvation.
所以我们在这个追求得救的过程当中啊。
That in the process of our pursuing after salvation.
啊，有几点是我们必须要努力的。
There are a few things that we need to strive hard for.
像保罗写信给提撒罗尼迦教会。
And just as Paul wrote to the Thessalonian church.
因为这个教会啊，他们听到道理大概只有一个月。
Because this church only heard the truth of God for a month.
啊，这个逼迫来了。
And then persecution came.
啊，传道者就被驱逐啊，就离开那里。
And then minister was then taken away and departed.
啊，保罗离开以后啊，非常挂心。
And so after Paul left, he always missed the church.
因为不晓得他们的信仰有没有站立得住。
Because he was not sure whether their faith had remained
firm. 会不会在逼迫当中啊，放弃他们的信仰。
That in the midst of persecution, they would have forsaken their
faith. 所以他就叫提摩太说，你回去看一看。
And so Paul asked Timothy to go back and to look.
啊，回。提摩太回来以后啊，跟保罗报告说很感谢主啊。
And so Timothy returned back to Paul and said, "Thank God."
因为这个教会很好。
This church is doing very
well. 因为他们呢，在信心上已经下功夫了。
Because on their faith, they have already worked out their faith.
啊，所以他们的信心很坚定。
And so their faith has a firm foundation.
他们又充满着活泼的盼望。
And so they have a very active hope.
所以在逼迫当中啊，存心忍耐。
And so in the midst of persecution, they are persevered.
而且啊，他们爱心上付出很多的牺牲啊，受尽很多的劳苦。
And so in their hearts, they had much love and they did much works.
所以保罗就写信鼓励他们呢。
And so Paul wrote to them to encourage them.
因为这是一个相当好的一个教会。
Because it's such a wonderful church.
所以我们在追求当中啊，第一个就是要在信心上下功夫。
And so the first part of our salvation is that we must be diligent in our faith.
我们刚刚讲到说要离开道理的开端，要竭力进到完全。
And so before we mention that, we need to move away from the basic beliefs and pursue after perfection.
我们不只是能够有坚定的信心啊，能够信靠神。
And we not only have the established faith to rely on God.
我们能够信从神的教训。
And we need to receive the teachings of God.
跟着神的脚步来走。
And follow after the footsteps of Jesus Christ.
在我们信心上能够在主耶稣基督的身上啊真正的扎根。
And so that we may be deeply rooted in the body of Christ.
像帖撒罗尼迦教会说，因为他们得到这个道理以后。
Just as the Thessalonian church, after they received the word of God,
他们就天天查考。
Every day they studied the word of God.
然后说，这个是神的道，这个不是人的道。
They knew that this is the truth of God, not the truth of man.
他们就甘心领受了。
And so they joyfully received it.
所以在这个道理上一直追求进步。
And so in their understanding of the truth, they strive to
achieve perfection. 所以逼迫当中啊，他们不影响他们的信仰。
And so they were not shaken in their faith when persecution came.
信心啊，根基很稳固，所以坚定不摇动。
And so their foundation was firm, and so they were not easily shaken.
所以主耶稣说，叫我们要像一个聪明的人。
And so Jesus says we must be like the wise man.
把这个道理听了以后，要行在我们的生活当中。
After we have received the truth, we must manifest in our lives.
就是一个聪明人把一栋房子盖在一个很坚固的磐石上面。
And just like a wise man who built his house upon a rock.
不管是从天上来的降雨或是外来的风水无论怎样都不会影响他。
And regardless of the rain that fell from heaven or the wind that blew or water that came from the sea, it was not affected.
不管是从神来的考验。
And so regardless of whether the test came from God,
世上的异教诸风,
or whether the storms of the world,
魔鬼来的一些攻击啦，一些要毁坏地基的一些工作，
or the work of Satan trying to destroy our foundation,
一点都不会受影响。
It is not affected at all.
这就是在信心上真正的扎根下功夫。
And that is what it means to be deeply rooted in the word of God and faith.
因为我们信主以后有一个活泼长存的盼望。
And so after we believe in Jesus, we have a long
hope. 说当主耶稣来的时候
And so Jesus says,
我们要更新变化得到一个荣耀的灵体。
And so we must be renewed and so that we may become a glorious body.
所以保罗说我们虽然现在带着肉体。
And Paul says, even though we have this body now,
在这个世界上有时候也会遇到一些生活上的艰难。
And we may encounter difficulties in our lives.
因为我们还带着肉体，有肉体上的软弱缺陷。
And in our bodies, we still have weaknesses.
所以我们还会劳苦叹息。
We will still grieve and groan.
但是我们盼望有一天我们的身体能够得赎。
And so we have this hope that our bodies may be transformed.
就主耶稣来的时候让我们能够复活更新变化。
And so when Jesus comes again, we may be resurrected and we may be transformed.
或者是直接变成一个荣耀的灵体。
Or we will directly change into a spiritual body.
真正得到神儿女的身份。
And then we will truly gain the status of the children of God. And we may be received by Jesus into heaven.
那个时候我们就能够享受那个极重无比的荣耀。
And then we will receive an exceedingly great reward.
说我们既然有那个盼望。
And since we have this hope.
所以我们现在就要忍耐等候。
And we need to endure and wait.
所以在盼望当中要在忍耐向下功夫。
And so in the midst of hope and waiting, we need to work on our perseverance.
不管人来的攻击诽谤，那个对我们都不是很重要。
And regardless of what our outside circumstances or if people attack us,
我们也要忍受从撒旦来的各样试探。
We need to endure any temptations from Satan.
忍耐的行完神的主意。
And we must endure and hold on to the word of God.
那我们的信心能够坚持到底。
And then our faith can endure to the end. And then we will have part in the kingdom of God. Another thing is we need to be diligent in our love.
So 我们的信心啊, 好像有所教会说, 他们的信心是有根有基的信心。
And just like it talks about the Church of Ephesians, that their love has a faith. And
所以他们能够为爱心啊, 啊, 能够付出, 能够牺牲奉献。
And so that through their love, they are able to sacrifice themselves and make offerings.
啊, 不会说啊, 我行了爱心, 我就出亏了。
And it's not that, oh, because I show love, then I have suffered a loss. But rather, they do it joyfully. Because they feel how abundant the love of God is. And so they can diligently love man and love God. And someone who truly feels the love of God will think about the love of God.
圣徒说他们在思念主耶稣啊，思念神啊。
And so the ancient saint says that when they think about God, it is like a deer that pants for water.
他们说啊, 神啊, 在这个世界啊, 在天地啊, 我还有什么啊, 能够让我羡慕的?
And then they also say that, what else do I desire in this world other than you?
啊, 所以他们无论怎样啊, 就是思念主的爱。
And so no matter what, they always meditate upon the love of God.
啊, 不离开神的爱。
They do not stray from the love of
啊,
God.
盼望将来主耶稣的再临。
And they always have a hope towards 啊, Jesus' second coming. And so they love the appearance of second coming of Jesus Christ.
啊, 怎样的信心?
And since they have this hope and this faith,
啊, 所以就热爱神的教会。
And so they love the Church of God.
啊, 关心教会的圣工。
And they are concerned about the holy work of the church.
啊, 能够竭力的奉献, 啊, 竭力的做主公啊, 啊, 来服侍人, 服侍神。
And they do their best to offer to God and to partake in the holy work.
啊, 还所做的啊, 啊, 都能够讨主的喜悦,
and that they may gain favor in the eyes of God no matter what
啊,
they do.
这是爱神的真正表现。
And so this is the manifestations of love of
啊,
God.
一个爱神的人啊, 一定会爱人。
And so someone who says they love God must love man.
圣经里面说啊, 你爱那个爱神啊, 你当然也要爱那个神所造的人。
And so the Bible says, if you love God, then you must love the one that God had created.
啊, 如果说啊, 你爱神, 但是不爱人,
if you say that you love God but you do not love man,
你既然没有办法看到爱那个, 看得见的人, 你怎么爱看不见的神?
If you cannot love the one whom you can see, how can you love the one you cannot see?
所以一个爱神的人, 很自然啊, 他会爱人。
And so those who love God will naturally love man.
啊, 爱人的一些表现啊,
And
so
some natural manifestations of loving man is that you are willing to accept the weaknesses of
others.
And Peter says to Jesus, if my brother sinned against me,
啊, 他后来后悔了,
and then they regret it later,
啊, 我饶恕他,
and I forgive them,
啊, 如果他一天啊, 啊, 得罪我七次,
and if in one day they offend me seven times,
啊, 后来我都饶恕他了,
and I have forgiven them seven times,
啊, 这样过吗?
Is that enough?
主耶稣说不够,
and Jesus says it is not enough.
不是七次,
it is not seven times,
而是要七十个七次,
but rather 70 times seven.
而是真正能够从内心里面啊, 啊, 去饶恕别人,
but truly from our inner heart that we can truly forgive others.
啊, 不过人怎么得罪我们啊, 我们就不跟他计较,
regardless of how others may hurt us, we will not argue with
them.
And this is the manifestation of loving
man. Because
all the sins and the offenses we have done against God, God has already forgiven us. And so therefore we must forgive others.
啊,第二个就是能够看顾那些患难当中的人。
And also the other thing is to look over those who are in difficulties.
所以主耶稣说啊, 你 预备筵席啊, 不要光请那些啊, 啊, 户主的人, 或你的亲戚来吃饭。
And so Jesus says that when you hold a banquet, do not just invite those who are wealthy or your relatives.
你请那些啊困苦可怜贫穷的人。
But rather invite those who are poor and those who are pitiful.
虽然他没有能力来报答你。
And even though they have no abilities to repay you.
啊，但是当义人复活的时候，你就从神那里得报答。
But on the day that the righteous shall resurrect, then you will receive your reward from
God.
所以
耶稣说，今世富足的人。
And Jesus says, those who are wealthy in this world.
你要在好事上富足
you must be abundant, wealthy in rich and good things.
能够多多行善
you must often do good deeds.
能够为你积成美好的根基
that you may build a good foundation.
能够得到永恒的产业
and that you may receive the inheritance of the heavenly kingdom.
所以你的手如果有行善的力量
and so if your hands have the ability to do good,
你要把握机会多多进行
you must grasp hold of the opportunity to do good.
如果我们行善没有灰心
and if we are not, do not grow weary and are doing good,
你就能够得到收成
when the time has come, then you will be able to reap your rewards.
所以我们不只是关心人肉体上、物质上的需要
and so we not only show concern for the physical needs of our brothers and sisters,
更关心人灵魂上的需要
but rather we show concern even more to the spiritual needs.
不只爱人的肉体，更爱人的灵魂
we not only love the physical person, but his spiritual being.
得救的福音传给他们。
We preach the gospel to them.
所以无论怎样，总是要多救一些的。
And so, no matter what, we need to save more people.
让众人能够享受福音的好处。
So that all men may receive and enjoy the benefit of believing in the gospel.
所以说，我们无论做什么，凡事都要凭爱心而做。
And so the Bible says that no matter what we do, we need to do it out of love.
不光求自己的益处。
Not only for our own benefit.
能够让众人得造就。
But that all men may be saved.
能够让众人得救。
That all men may be edified.
这是最大的爱心。
And this is the greatest act of love.
最后一个就是要追求圣洁完全。
And the last thing is we need to pursue after perfection.
所以因为神是圣洁的。
And because God is holy.
如果没有圣洁没有人可以见主。
And if one is not holy, he cannot see God.
所以有的人常常问说，神的主意是什么？
And so people often ask, what is the will of God?
圣经里面说，神的主意就是要让我们保守自己身心的圣洁。
And so the Bible says that the will of God is so that man may preserve his holiness.
因为我们的身体是主耶稣用宝血把我们救赎出来。
Because our bodies were paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们已经不再属于自己。
That we no longer believe belong to ourselves.
我们的身体要成为圣灵的殿呐。
And we need to be a holy temple.
神的殿呐，圣灵的居所。
And we need to be the temple of God, and then the shelter for the Holy
Spirit. 所以要在我们身上来荣耀神。
And so on our bodies, we are able to glorify God.
所以要追求圣洁完全将来才能够见主。
And so we need to pursue after perfection in our holiness.
我们看彼得二书第三章。
We look at 2 Peter chapter 3,
14节,
verse 14.
三章十四节。
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14.
说，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，没有可指摘的，才能够安然见主。彼得在这里讲到说啊，那个世界将来有一天要结束掉。
And so Peter here writes that one day the world will come to an end.
所有的人好讥笑说世界末日在哪里啊。
And so some people mockingly ask, where is the end of the world?
他说这个世界从来就是这样，怎么可能有世界末日。
And so they say that the world has always been like this, how can there be an end of the world?
说他们忘记掉了古时候挪亚的世代。
And the Bible says they have forgotten that during the times of Noah.
他们照样吃喝嫁娶。
They were eating, drinking, and giving in marriage.
后来因为罪恶很重。
And because the sin of the world was so great.
所以神就用洪水把他当代人灭掉了。
God used a flood to destroy all the people of the generation.
所以我们现在这个世界也是暂时存留。
And so this world that we live in is only temporary.
有一天罪恶满盈的时候。
And one day when the sin of this world is fulfilled.
神要用烈火来焚烧。
God will use fire to destroy this world.
所以说神不是在单言，而是宽容我们。
it is not that God is delayed, but rather He is patiently waiting
for us. 希望众人啊，有机会明白道理来得救。
He hopes that all men can receive the gospel and come to be saved.
他也希望我们能够成圣完全。能够在得救上有份。
And he hopes that we can be perfect in our faith and be saved.
说那个时候，天地都会被烈火烧啊。
And so the Bible says that heaven and earth will be destroyed by fire.
所以有信主的都要被烧掉。
And everything will be destroyed.
他说唯有那些义人啊，才可以进到新天新地里面。
And there will only be the righteous who can enter into the new heaven and the new earth.
所以圣经里面说啊，到那个时候，整个世界啊，好像一个烧着的火炉。
And so the Bible says that the world will be like a burning fire.
唯有敬畏神、属神的道的人。
And those who trust in the word of God.
他们才能够像那个笼子放出来的牛啊，蹦蹦跳跳，非常的喜乐。
And they will be like the cows that are released, and they are joyful.
所以圣经也说啊。
And so the Bible says,
将来主耶稣来的时候,
that when Jesus comes again,
说两个人在田里工作,
there will be two people in the field working.
举起一个, 丢下一个,
one will be taken and one will be left behind.
两个女人在推磨,
two women will be
举起一个, 丢下一个,
and one will be taken away and the other will remain.
所以人不注意的时候, 突然间主耶稣来了。
And so when man is least expecting it, God will come again.
那先预备好了。警醒预备啊，洗净衣服的人。
And so those who are prepared and those who have washed their clothes white.
主耶稣就来就把他们接去了。
Jesus will take them away.
那些不得救没有准备好的就被丢去了。
Those who are not prepared, they will not be saved and they will be left behind.
所以我们既然盼望这个事情。
And since we have this hope.
所以我们就要殷勤努力做得救的功夫。
We need to be diligent in our working towards the gospel.
当主来的时候，我们那个圣洁完全没有玷污。
And so that when Jesus comes again, we will be without blemish.
那我们就能够安然见主。
And then we can boldly meet Jesus face to face.
我们来唱诗四百四十一首。
Let us sing him 414. 441.
四百四十一首。
441.
Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray.
求主帮助我们能够在信心上能够建立稳定的基础。
And we ask God that we may be firmly established in our faith.
让我们长存活泼的盼望。
That we can enjoy this long-lasting hope.
让我们有根有基的信爱心。
And so we have this love that is deeply rooted.
能够真正追求达到圣洁完全。
And so that we may achieve the goal of perfection.
跟主能够同享永远的荣耀。
And that we may enjoy the glory with the Lord.
我们也为今天晚上开始的大专班学生联会来祷告。
Let us also pray for tonight the college and youth spiritual convocation starting tonight.
带领祝福这一次的圣工。
And may God guide and bless this holy work.
我们一起跪下来感谢祷告。
So let's all kneel down and pray.